From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
How are you today?
Excellent. How about you?
Very well. How'd you survive the snow? I know you got some steep stairs where you live.
Yeah, not too bad. You know, New York City was bad, 26.9 inches. Mm-hmm. Up in Westchester County, where I live, it was only about 15 inches. How about you?
Well, I got to go to New York this past week to do a few stories we're going to be airing in the next couple of weeks, and it was lovely. I mean, Central Park was all covered in this white mm-hmm. kind of coat of snow, and New York City really does look pretty when it's under a cover of snow,
yeah.
And at night, too. So it was a lot of fun. You've got things coming up. I know March is a big month for you, right, because that's the crossword puzzle tournament.
Yeah, the 29th annual American Crossword Puzzle Tournament. It's always in Stamford, Connecticut. And this year we have a lot of cool things going on. We have Ken Jennings, who is the all-time big money winner on Jeopardy, is going to do a quiz bowl. And we're going to have a Sudoku Smackdown for a $500 prize. And we'll have a special screening of Wordplay, the new documentary film on me and the tournament and crossword puzzles.
Oh, great. Sounds like a lot of fun. We'll be talking about it more as the weeks progress. All right, we had a challenge that you left us with last week. Would you repeat it, please?
Yes, I said take the word lore, L-O-R-E. If you insert the letter pair I-C twice inside it, you get licorice. And I said take the word horn, H-O-R-N, add the same letter pair three times to get a familiar two-word phrase. And I said this phrase names something good puzzle solvers have. What is it?
What is it?
Well, you insert S-E three times, you get horse sense.
You bet. Puzzle players do have a lot of horse sense. Sometimes that's the only thing you can rely on. Sometimes. We had over 900 entries from people who tried to solve the puzzle, and our winner, randomly selected from the correct answers, is Judy Williams, and she joins us from Tucson, Arizona. Judy, hi.
Hi there.
What do you do there in Tucson?
Well, lots of good things. We had a rock show that just ended, and the rodeo's coming up, and so I guess maybe that made me think about horse sense.
Did it take you a long time to solve the puzzle?
Not too long. We solved it on our way to church.
Oh, and how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Oh, for a long time, and I send in entries occasionally, but I was really surprised when they called.
Everybody usually is, and we're glad that you agreed to come on the air with us today and play. You sound like a puzzle person. Are you ready?
I think so.
All right. Well, Will, please meet Judy. Let's play.
All right, Judy, there are a lot of idioms and expressions in English that have the words in the middle. For example, pie in the sky, fork in the road, kick in the pants. In this puzzle, I'm going to give you the last word of the phrase. You give me the first word.
Okay.
All right, number one is box, B-O-X.
Jack in the box?
Jack in the box, excellent. Number two is hand, H-A-N-D.
Bird in the hand?
A bird in the hand. Hole, H-O-L-E.
Something in the hole.
Yeah. Three letters.
Think of a playing card.
Yeah.
Oh, ace in the hole.
Ace in the hole, is it? Good. Moon, M-O-O-N.
Man in the moon.
Man in the moon. Arm, A-R-M.
In the arm. Kink in the arm, I don't know.
Well, literally something a doctor might give you, but sometimes it's used
shot as... Shot in the arm.
Yeah,
shot in the arm.
Burst of energy, yeah.
Neck, N-E-C-K.
That's pain in the neck.
Pain in the neck. Pan, P-A-N.
Flash in the pan.
Flash in the pan. Mud, M-U-D.
Stick in the mud.
That's right. Bucket.
Hole in the bucket.
Well, I'm looking for a more common phrase than that.
Oh, I would have gone hole. Right now we got to start from scratch. In the bucket.
Just a tiny amount, you know.
A drop
in the bucket is right. Woods, W-O-O-D-S.
Babe in the woods.
Babe in the woods, excellent. Grass.
Snake in the grass?
Yes. Ointment.
Fly in the ointment.
That's right. Hen house.
Fox in the hen house?
That's right. Belly, B-E-L-L-Y.
Belly.
If you're full of enthusiasm, you have...
Fire in the belly?
Fire in the belly. Clouds.
Head in the clouds.
Yes. Belfry.
Bats in the belfry.
That's right. Crowd.
Lost in the crowd?
I'm looking for a noun here. Something that you might try to find in the crowd.
It may have also been the title of a movie. Big hint for you there.
And,
huh?
think of the upper part of the body. The very.
You're looking for face? Face of the crowd?
Face in the crowd, is
in
it?
The crowd.
Yeah.
And here's your last one, court, C-O-U-R-T.
Order in the court?
That's what the judge yells, order in the court.
Order in the court. Bring the gavel down on this particular crowd. Okay. Judy, you were so fast.
Well, it was fun, but I was looking this morning at a little quotation book, and Mark Twain said once, it's better to keep your mouth shut and appear stupid than to open it and remove all doubt. And I was worried about this.
No, well, you when you opened your mouth, you had almost all the answers. I mean, you were quite quick and quite fast and a lot of fun.
It is fun.
Yeah. And for playing our puzzle today, we're going to send you a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and a set of Sudoku puzzle books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press. What's your member station?
Oh, I listen to KUAZ here in Tucson, and when we're in Colorado, I listen to KCFC, where we're members of Colorado Public Radio in Boulder.
Well, good for you. Thanks so much. Judy Williams from Tucson, Arizona. You were a great guest, and we really appreciate your being on the air with us today.
Thank you.
Okay, Will, a challenge for everyone to work on in next week.
Yes, this comes from listener Eric Berlin of Milford, Connecticut. Think of two different words meaning desire. Add the same letter in front of each of them, and you'll get two new words, each meaning get rid of. What words are these? So again, two different words meaning desire. Add the same letter in front of each of them, and you'll get two new words, each meaning get rid of. What words are these?
When you have the answer, remember, we have a new way to send in your entry. We no longer accept email entries, but you can go to our website, npr.org, click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts, who joined us from New York. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.